Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Some ranchers are satisfied being part of the herd. You, not so much. That's why there's long-range Aprinomectin, the only dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control. It's a proven investment that helps you bring substantially heavier cattle to market compared to producers who use other dewormers. So next time you're deworming cattle, don't just get the job done. Get it outdone. Long Range. Outlast. Outperform. Outdo. Long Range important safety information. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage like granulomas or necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in cattle managed in feedlots or under intensive rotational grazing.
Well, cattle pushed higher yesterday, partially due to the market already having the bearish cattle on feed report factoring in, and partially due to substantially declining grain futures. It seems a conflict in Ukraine might be turning toward a ceasefire and some sort of settlement which would allow Ukrainian farmers to plant crops. Ukraine supplies about 18% of global exports of corn. That's a big deal. They're critical in the potential price of corn and other ag products, but the here and now is whether feedlots will be able to hold out for higher cash prices. Hog futures were bearish right from the start yesterday, gapping lower on the open. However, the gap was closed even, though futures closed lower across the board. Lower cash and lower cutouts did not provide the support needed to regain losses. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash down $1.96, cutouts down $3.47, adding to the bearishness. However, even with that, the market did regain a good portion of the early losses. On the grains, the wheat meltdown looks to extend for another day, with both Chicago and Kansas City wheat lower early this morning. Paris milling wheat's also lower to start on both old and new crop. Wheat has been the market that has reacted most vigorously to the headline news regarding the war. Tuesday was no exception, with wheat touching limit down before recovering late in the day. Following yesterday's corn meltdown, which briefly saw both May and July futures touch limit lower, corn is getting a modest bounce early today. Optimism was widespread yesterday for some sort of compromise on the war, and Russia insisted that it was pulling back troops from both Kiev and Chernihiv to focus on the eastern Donbas region. The soy complex just slightly higher to begin early today, with bean oil getting some strength from the higher crude oil market, while palm oil futures fell overnight. There is not a whole lot of news to drive the markets early today. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls, and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
At the close yesterday, April live cattle up 60 cents, 140.90, June up 170, 138.47, April feeder cattle up 352, 164.35, May up 432, 169.40, April hogs down 152, 106.05. Kansas City wheat, May down 46 cents, 10.24 and a half, July down 45 and a quarter, 10.24 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, May down 42 and three quarters, 10.14 and a quarter, July down 42 and a quarter at 10.09 and a quarter. May corn down 22 and a quarter, 7.26 and a quarter. July down 22 cents, 7.08 and a half. May soybeans down 21 and a quarter at 16.43. July down 23 cents, 16.23 and three quarters. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.